Hello and welcome back to the One on One podcast. I have a beautiful podcast interview today. My name is Tara Nay, and I'm so excited to dive deep into the topics of Tantra and feminine healing today. And they're so powerful, and I'm sure you will absolutely love her. And it's really interesting because a couple of months ago, I was on Pinterest. And I was typing in, you know, something with priestess, I think. And you actually came up, one of your pictures. And then I think it was a month ago or so, you reached out to be a guest here on this podcast show. And I was like, oh my God, this is the girl I was, you know, finding on Pinterest, and I loved your picture. And I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, I saw that as such a big sign. So thank you so much for being on my show today.
Oh, I always love the synchronicities that bring us together. How beautiful.
Yes, absolutely. So would you like to explain, what do you do in this world? Who are you?
Yes, thank you so much for the invitation. I'm a womb priestess and I'm a feminine healer. So much of my life and my work and I feel like my purpose is here to just support women in finding their purpose, accessing their power, and also learning how to really expand their capacity to feel pleasure, to feel prosperity, to feel peace. So with that, it's like a lot of my work is based in somatics. So, you know, really helping our bodies kind of catch up and feel what we're meant to feel and heal what we need to heal. And then I also work a lot with Tantra, traditional Tantra, classical Tantra, to help us cultivate our feminine essence, our feminine energy and our vitality and things of this nature. So a lot of my work is ceremonial in its nature. It's like a blend between expressive art therapy, movement, and then traditional Tantra, working with pranayama, breath, and all of these kinds of things. So the main purpose of it all is to just help women open up their bodies and open up their hearts to really receiving the peace and the pleasure and the power that I believe is their birthright.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much. This is such an important work that you do in this world. It's so, so needed, especially around these times where I feel like, you know, we need more, we need to soften more, we need to open up more to life and to experience more power and pleasure in our bodies and to really work on the somatic level. And yeah, so when you look at your own life, let's say we go back 5 or even 10 years, how did your life look like back then and how did you embark on this journey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you so much for asking this. So a big piece of my journey and my history is settled within energy healing. So when I was about 14 years old, I started studying energy healing. I had a friend's mom who became a mentor and taught me Reiki energy healing, how to meditate, how to work with crystals and all things like this. So that was kind of a seed that was planted when I was younger. And that came into my life during a time where I was really troubled. I was living in Las Vegas, Nevada, which is a state and a city in the United States, and it was just wild. I was in a very dark place, and I felt very, even to this day, I feel so blessed to have had that teacher come into my path at that exact time, because it really did completely change the direction of my life. I went from doing drugs and partying and just in a really dark place to then pivoting and shifting into being a light worker and being a healer. For a long time, it was self-healing. So that there was like a whole, you know, a whole long journey of cultivating those skills and learning vibrational medicine. But that was always the foundation for me, was how to heal through energy, through meditation, and really looking at the subtle energies of the body. And then fast forward to when I was about 19, I was actually sexually assaulted by a teacher that I was learning herbal medicine and things like this from. And that, I feel like, was the big shift, like the big pivot, where because of my own trauma that I experienced, I kind of went through an initiation into the womb. And as painful as it was, you know, to this day, I can kind of see things clearly and see how that was, you know, as harmful and painful as it was, I really made it work for me because it did teach me about the womb and it led me to teachers and healers that could help me heal my own sexual trauma. And what I found through working with these healers and teachers is that I want to be devoted to helping women feel safe in their bodies, to be able to speak with conviction, to know their power, to know their worth, and also to heal any kind of blockages that are in our systems that don't let us feel pleasure. And so we all know, like, in order to feel pleasure, it's a nervous system state. It's not something that we can just manifest. It has to actually be deep in our bodies. And so through my own healing, and then I went on to like study womb healing and more of like the feminine energetics side of everything. But what I went on to see is that like it's an internal cultivation that needs to happen so that we can actually heal our nervous systems to be in that parasympathetic nervous system state and then experience the ecstasy, the pleasure that we desire, but also to feel strong in our conviction and in our power. So I feel like my journey has really been one the healer's journey, you know, and the hero's journey of going through traumas and learning and then finding teachers along the way who could support me. And I kind of just came to this point about 5 years ago where I realized that it would just be a disservice for me not to share my story. It would be a disservice for me to not share the healing, the modalities, and the medicine that drug me out of my darkest times. So that's kind of how I landed.
Wow. Oh my God. I love hearing stories. Like, that's why I always ask guests here on my show, because I just love hearing stories. And I feel like we can just relate so much to stories. And I really relate to your story as well. Like the healer's journey, like we have to be initiated first, right? We have to go first. We have to go through like the dark periods, the dark nights of our soul to really come out of it and be like, oh my gosh, like so many other women are going through the same and they really need our help. They really need us to lead the way for them so they can also step into their power. And, you know, like it's really amazing to see your journey, and I'm sure there's so many pieces to it. And you were also talking about you were initiated into your womb space. Mm-hmm. And I would love to start there because I feel like that's where kind of everything starts, the creation of all life. What do you mean by, you know, initiated by your womb space? Would you explain a little bit more about this?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I would love to. So something that feels important to speak about as a preface is that a lot of us are taught to relate to our womb through only sex, whether that's for ourselves or for a partner, and then for birth. And when I had experienced sexual trauma, it all just shut down. Like any attention to my womb, to my yoni, felt like attack, and even my own attention to that part of my body. So I had to do a lot of healing in order to kind of start to connect to that place again. And what I have found is that there's so much more to the womb than her ability to procreate human life and to feel sex. Like relying on the womb just for those two aspects is really just a tiny percentage of what the womb is for us. And so through my own initiation into my womb, I started to find, as it began to heal, I started to find more energy, more vitality. And as I was working with teachers, I started to experience like, oh, there's so much more here. Like, that's why I need to heal this trauma that's being held in my womb, because this is actually a portal for me, for my soul, for my creation, for my feminine energy, for my confidence, for my ability to deeply know and feel myself and move through this world with that power. So that initiation looked like looking at the darkest things that I've experienced as a human, whether that was childhood trauma, whether it was the sexual trauma, and having to look at that, because the thing that most people don't realize about the womb is that our vaginal tissue is actually neurofascial tissue. So it's completely connected to our brain. And all of that information that is going through our brain is also being stored in the yoni. And that same sensitive tissue also exists in our throat, which is why sometimes when we're going through a hard thing or we're struggling to speak, we can feel our throat tighten up. A lot of times that same experience is happening in our womb, but we've become numb to it. So as I began to heal, the literal stored trauma in my womb, in my body, I began to feel again. I began to feel pleasure, I began to feel pain, and that numbness subsided. And that was the start of the initiation of figuring out, what is the womb? So if the womb is literally capable of creating human life, if it's capable of bringing me my deepest pleasure, what are the other energies that are here? What is the other purposes that I can yield from this part of my body with devotion? And that can look like, of course, manifestation and magnetism, but also like completely rebirthing yourself. You know, I think so many of us have gone through periods of our life where we struggle with our identity, we struggle with our voice, we struggle with feeling powerful and prosperous. And I've come to realize that it all begins here in the womb. If we can rebirth it from the womb, then it's sustainable, it's here to stay. And I can go on and on and on about it, you know, but I think that's the gist that's good for that.
Yes, amazing. Thank you so much for going into that. It's, yeah, I get goosebumps when you were talking about it because I can so see that in my own journey as well. It all starts within the womb, and I got initiated into the womb space as well and really start to heal this. And I'm like, hey, why does it start there? Like back then it was like, I don't know, 4 years ago or something. And I was like, huh, that doesn't really make sense, but it's a really powerful portal. And how did you heal? How did you start healing this space? So when women, you know, listen to this and they're really curious about, you know, because there's so many things you can do nowadays, what did you do back then?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So the three main things that I found that worked for me and that I've devoted my entire life to are, one, somatic healing. So working with the soma, the intelligence of the emotions in the body. Two, tantric healing, working with my life force energy and my kundalini energy at the base of my spine. And then three, expression, voicing, expressive art therapy, creating space for me to express. So these three main aspects. The somatic healing helped me understand the narrative and the story of trauma in my body and gave me the tools that I needed to move it out of me, to change my own mind's relationship with my body and my body's relationship to my mind after the trauma. And so a lot of the knots, like the deep, dark stuff, the stuff that was holding me back, my nervous system responses, all of that really began to heal when I started looking at somatic healing. And when I'm talking about somatic healing, I'm talking about noticing the ways that my body curls, where maybe my heart caves in or my gut caves in, or the subtle need to pull up on my pelvic floor or to tuck my stomach in, or, you know, these subtle things that the physical body does to protect itself. It's all connected to the brain-body connection. So going through somatic healing and studying that really began to undo the trauma in my body. And then when I started working with Tantra, I'm trained in Hatha yoga and traditional Kundalini yoga. And I started to learn about the energy centers in the body and, you know, the masculine, feminine energy of the body, the Shishumna, the central channel, and all of these different energetic systems in the body and how we can actually move energy in the body. And so once I began to empty the trauma, there was space to be filled. And I worked with Tantra to start to fill that space, to recreate myself, to bring vitality to myself, and begin to call upon specific energies that I wanted to embody. And then that last piece of that expressive art therapy, or just the expression, speaking my truth, speaking my story, that was huge because that's where I took my power back. when I could use my voice, when I could share my story, when I could connect with people verbally again, that was when my power started to come back. And so, like I said, there's so much happening in the womb. You know, our entire womb is connected to our central nervous system. So everything that our nervous system's feeling, our womb is feeling it, and it's coding into the neurofascial tissue. So the expression piece, when I could start to feel my power and express it or anything like this, it began to create a new narrative in my body that I am powerful, that I am worthy, that I am capable of receiving love and pleasure, and that I am a prosperous woman. But I had to have that ability to express it, because I could be energetically cultivating it all I want and meditating and doing the mantra and all of that. But if I wasn't meeting it in my daily life, it wasn't translating. So I feel like those three pillars are really, really essential when it comes to feminine embodiment and expressing yourself as a well-heeled woman. You got to look at your body. It all starts in the body. And then from there, it's also all starting from your energy field. And then what happens when your body and your energy field are cultivated, you get to start expressing it.
Yes. Yeah. I love the, you know, kind of the different steps, because that's, yeah, like I'm all about the voice and expressing the voice. And I had a huge initiation myself with my voice. Like I always felt like I couldn't really express myself as a child, as a teenager. And I was always like, oh, like I just can't say what I really wanted to say because I was so afraid what other people would think of me. But when I started to do a lot of somatic healing, and also I do sometimes Kundalini yoga too, so I love the tantric aspect that you shared here as well, because both of them together are so freaking powerful. And then when you combine it with actually expressing yourself with your voice, oh my God, it's it's like, whoa. Like the best of like three worlds kind of coming together, but it's like, because it's like three parts to it. And yes, I would love to talk more about Tantra. So for those who are listening, you know, maybe some people have already experienced Tantra and done some practices, but what are your favorite practices and what does Tantra mean to you?
Mm-hmm. Thank you for asking this. So to me, Tantra, like I said before, I really study like the classical Tantra, the yogic perspective of Tantra. And I also have very deep relationship with the Vedic goddesses, you know, Lakshmi, Saraswati, Durga, Kali. And then I also have a really deep relationship with tantric goddesses. So when I'm looking at Tantra, I'm not just looking at the sex, like the sexual energy. I'm looking at the vital life force energy. And through Tantra, which is an ancient system that has been worked with for thousands of years, we can learn how to work with this vital life force energy in our body to keep our channels open, to keep our channels pure, but also so that we can have aliveness moving through us. And the way that I work with Tantra is typically through breath. Breath and sound and meditation, and you know, just like doing pranayama, doing a breathwork practices that is calling upon the energy in the womb space and bringing it up into the heart and cleansing it, you know, or working with sound, working with mantras to begin vibrating that essence, that mantra into the world. So the experience of Tantra is entrancing, because when we go deep into that meditative state, when we start to realize the medicine of our breath and its ability to connect with the subtle energies of our body, that vitality begins to take up space within us, and that changes our own energetic signature. So my experience of Tantra is that it is a tool for us to completely recreate ourselves, to completely revitalize ourselves, to nourish ourselves. And I feel like it is a missing piece in so much of our society, because these ancient practices are here to keep us vital, to keep us healthy. And we have these bodies, and they're not just here so that we can walk around and eat and have sex and all these things. No, they're actually here to enliven us and to actually be tools for our life. And so just working with the power of your breath, the power of, you know, certain asanas, certain positions, certain mantras completely restructures the energetic signature of your body. And that's primarily how I work with Tantra. And then of course, I'm all about the pleasure codes. I'm all about, you know, how much pleasure can we receive? How can we expand our capacity to receive pleasure? Because pleasure is extremely healing. And so once we really come into deep relationship with the energy, the vitality of our body, that cultivation, then we can get more into like the sexual energetics and like learning how to move that sexual energy through our system, because the pathway is paved. So that extra layer of Tantra that's more in the sexual energetics for me, I begin to teach that to women once they've confidently cultivated their life force energy, the purity of their womb, the purity of their heart, the purity of their crown, and the pathways for all of it to connect. And then we start to run the sexual energy through there and their power emerges. So Tantra to me is really a brilliant system that I will devote my entire life to studying. You know, I'm still such a student in the world of Tantra and don't claim any mastery at all, like very, very much a student. But I find that it works and I find that it's powerful. And I believe that it's our birthright to know how to work with our bodies as tools in this way.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Like, you know, there's so many ancient practices, like you said, and it is, you know, like yoga. Just, I'm a yoga teacher myself too. And I feel like yoga has totally changed my life. And all these, I went to India and all these practices that we did in the yoga teacher training, they're all like, they made me feel better. They made me feel really alive. And I could feel my life force energy really bubbling up during those times. Oh, but when you go back into like the Western society, there is like this lost in translation. So where would you suggest to start on this journey? Like also to be really on a pure path. And do you have any recommendations about that?
Yeah, you know, there's the best place to start is just to start learning about the tantric philosophy. I also really love the The Heart of Recognition is a powerful book that really kind of began to reframe Tantra. And what it all that book will share with you is that there's so much to be recognized in the subtle energies of our life and the way that Tantra works through our bodies. And so it looks at the perspective of non-dual, of oneness and how to find oneness. And then also looks at the perspective of looking at our veils of illusion. Where are we having these illusions of mastery or these illusions of like the illusion of power? And where are we letting these illusions drain us from what's really, truly powerful, which is oneness, which is peace, which is prosperity and vitality? So that book, I feel like, is a great book for people to really start with, The Heart of Recognition. And then, you know, when it comes to Tantra, you know, if the best place to begin in your own personal practice is meditation. Training your mind to get quiet and getting into your body and just starting to connect with these energy centers. I work with three main energy centers rather than the full seven that traditional yoga works with. And these three energy centers are the energy center of the womb, the energy center of the heart, and the energy center of your mind. And so I always welcome people to start by cultivating that consciousness of your womb by just meditating with her, letting your mind get quiet and letting yourself take a seat in the throne, in the space of your womb, and getting quiet and starting to listen to there. And as you start to listen there, then you'll start to understand, okay, there's more happening here. There's more energy for me to work with. And you can start working with specific practices, which I do teach, you know, feminine tantra and specific pathway that I teach it through. So once you cultivate that womb energy, you can begin doing certain practices that can direct that energy in specific ways.
Wow, wonderful. So, so cool. I will drop that in the show notes, definitely. I actually haven't heard about that book, so maybe that's also for me something to read. And, What is really the difference? Because you teach the feminine energetics through the lens of Tantra. Could you explain that a bit more?
Yeah, definitely. So with that feminine perspective, I'm looking at how can we soften? And for me, the main principle of the feminine is her ability to be in devotion and her ability to receive. And so with Tantra, the practices that I'm teaching and leading are practices that support us in learning how to receive, of learning how to let go of our armor that stops us from receiving, at looking at the practices of devotion, of worship, where we can feel so full of love that we're actually overflowing peace into the world. And the other aspect of the feminine is her heart, cultivating her heart to where she's unshielded and she's feeling safe and protected, and her ability to receive and give and harmony and create things. You know, we're also looking at the power of the womb and the power of the womb's ability to create our life, to rebirth us. So from the tantric tradition, is not all feminine. The tantric tradition is actually pretty non-dual. But it's the best way for me to express the subtle energies that we're working with, and working with the tantric breathwork practices that bring us into the yin, that bring us into the feminine energy. Because so many of us are moving through life with hypermasculinity, and what we try to use our mind to get us out of hypermasculinity, but in order to actually get out of that and enter that soulful feminine energy, we work with the body, we work with the breath, we work with the subtle realm.
Yes, wonderful. Yeah, because I'm sure a lot of listeners can really relate to that, that so often we find ourselves, you know, stressing and having a lot of tension in our bodies. And then we hear about, you know, be in your feminine, you know, soften your heart. And it's almost like, how do you kind of do that? So what are maybe some tips for listeners out there, like a small thing they can do? How can they really drop their guards, their armors around their heart, and soften a little bit more?
Mm-hmm. You know, the first thing that comes up is the ability to be radically honest with yourself and to be raw. When we're talking about the heart can't lie. We can't force ourselves into receptivity. We can't force ourselves into love. And the energy of the feminine, of the yin, of that receptivity, that devotion, you can't fake it till you make it. You got to get really real and raw and honest with yourself to be able to see what's building the walls, what's keeping the armor up, what keeps you repelling what you actually deeply long for. What do you need to heal? So the first thing that I would invite people to do is just to start to study their armor and to ask their body to begin showing them what's there, what stories are there. And I always tell my clients, you can't change the story. Like, I can't change the story that I was sexually assaulted. I can't. Like, I wish I could. There's so many days where I wake up and I'm like, I wish that didn't happen to me. But I can't change that. But what I can change, where my power does exist, is in changing the narrative that I'm holding around that story. So in order to bring our armor down, we got to start changing that narrative. There's not a one-size-fits-all for that. But what I find works the most is doing practices where you can express what you're feeling. So where you can express that narrative that you're holding, that's plaguing you, that's driving you crazy, that's keeping these huge walls up around your sacred feminine, not letting anyone in, including yourself. I call this an unmasking practice. I do these at every single retreat that I host. We start out with doing an unmasking ceremony. And I also teach these virtually too. But the point of the unmasking ceremony, you turn on a song, and you just let yourself take off all the masks. You let yourself break down the walls, and you let yourself get raw and real and honest about what you're actually feeling, rather than trying to force yourself to feel pleasure, rather than trying to force yourself to believe that you feel good about who you are right now. You just give yourself permission to be in your mess and to express it. so that you can get to that true center point of who you are underneath all the pain, underneath all the shame. And oftentimes, all those walls need in order to come down or in order for that narrative to change is recognition and acknowledgement. When we acknowledge it, it starts to communicate that new story, that new narrative to our body. So we're no longer trying to face forward when we feel like turning away. We turned away and we let ourselves express the honest emotions around why we're scared, why we're fearful, why we don't like ourselves, you know, why we feel not worthy. We look at it in the face and we actually express it. And when we express it, we free it. So that would be like my first recommendation to anybody that's like wanting to come into their feminine energy and wanting to cultivate it, but they're having a hard time. My question would be like, are you being honest with yourself? Are you being real about what shadows are lurking in your body? And can you believe in your ability to look them in the face and say, I see you. I'm going to take time to be with you and I'm not going to skip over you. That is like life-changing. Every single time we look at our shadows, every time we look at our fear in the face and we say, I see you. I'm here to listen. I'm here to help you because you're not going to hold me back anymore. I'm no longer going to skip over this. I'm no longer going to pretend that you're not here. I'm here. I'm with you. And I'm not scared of you. I'm here to help you. That can change everything. And it's so simple because all you need to do is turn on a song that makes you feel. And you just let yourself feel. And it doesn't matter if people can hear you. It doesn't matter if people can see you. You do it for you. So that would be my best recommendation to start with.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you so, so much. I got a lot of goosebumps when you were talking and I was like, oh my God, yes, 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 yes. just becoming so real with yourself. And I believe it's one of the most scariest things to kind of, you know, stop yourself and just allow yourself to, you know, whatever comes up, and to allow yourself to just feel whatever is there and to not judge yourself. I feel that's what a lot of us women do. We start to judge ourselves when we feel a certain way. We're like, we can't feel this abundance, you know, we can't feel this pleasure that everyone is talking about in this industry, you know, like a lot of people that do talk about all the wonderful bliss feelings. And, you know, once you get there, your manifestations, then, oh my God, you will experience so much love in your life. Yes, but we still live in a world of polarity and everything is equal. Everything is actually, it's allowed to be there. I just love this practice so much. Also, something that I would like to talk about is also the business side of things. So how do you lead a business based on your feminine nature? Because a lot of women feel like they should be in their masculinity when they run their own business. How do you bring in the feminine nature into your business?
Yeah, so for me, it's a balance. Like there's a very distinct balance in my masculine and my feminine energy when it comes to my business. What I mean by this is that I can't always be in my feminine, because if I'm always in my feminine, then I can kind of get lost in the sauce and too flowy, and there's not enough structure to actually lead me to where I'm going. But I work with my masculine energy to hold those structures. So a lot of times, the balance of my feminine masculine energy will look like my masculine's helping me with the strategy. My masculine's helping me manage my money. My masculine's helping me manage my time and my resources. My feminine's the oracle. She's the one who's catching the vision. She's the one who's communing with the spirits. She's the one who's sharing the transmissions. Like you can hear right now my voice, like that's my feminine speaking. She's the wisdom keeper and he's the keeper of time. So I feel like within our business, it's really important that we have balance. And maybe for some people it's different, but that's just how that works for me.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I love what you said here. And it is definitely a balance. And, you know, it's not just one-sided. When we're like too much in our feminine, we can totally get lost. And I feel like nothing can get really done because you get so many ideas and visions. But it's like, okay, and what now? Oh, okay, maybe I do something else right now. And it's like this. I feel like when I brought in more of the masculine structure, that's where a lot of things really changed for me and where I could see, oh my gosh, it really does need both. So thank you so much for speaking on this. So we're slowly coming to an end, Tarani. I have a couple of questions before we end this podcast interview, and I always ask the same kind of questions to my interview guests. So imagine I would give you a microphone right now, and this microphone is connected to every radio station on this planet, to every TV show, and everyone could also understand your language, and you have time to speak to humanity. What would you say?
I would say that your softness is sacred, and that pleasure, peace, prosperity is all of our birthrights, and that it's really important that we start prioritizing that, because the sooner that we prioritize our ability to receive pleasure, to feel prosperity, to know true peace, the sooner that that will be reflected in our outer world, personally, collectively, planetarily. Our softness is our superpower. It's our sacredness. We can know how to let those shields down and soften our hearts, soften our bodies, soften our soma to actually feel. The way we move through this world changes. And I know that most of us really value people with kind hearts, really value people who are sure of themselves, who are in their power and know how to use that power for good. And it's time that we start giving ourselves permission to learn how to heal so that we can feel that pleasure, that power, that prosperity, that purpose. That would be my speech to humanity.
Oh my God. Well, I could really, really feel that in my heart. That was just so, so, so beautiful. And oh my God, feel and heal, and it all kind of just made just so much sense to me. Amazing. Thank you so much, Tarani. My other question is, when you look back on your own journey, what were one of the challenges that you need to overcome to where you are right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretending that I am anything but exactly who I am. That experience of pretending that I'm in my pleasure, the pretending that I feel my power, the pretending that I have it all figured out. When I finally worked through that kink, whew, I was free. So that was the most important lesson that I needed to learn, and that I'm continually learning and checking myself on, because when I am able to soften and be honest with myself and genuine, I can see clearly, and I feel like people can feel me more clearly too.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, this is a really big piece. The pretending, it's such a conditioning as well. And I feel like that's where a lot of us really need to look at more, and probably myself as well, because it's just such an easy thing to go into, I feel. So, yeah, thank you so much. Tarani, thank you so much for bringing your energy and your voice here and all your wisdom and your knowledge. It was an absolute pleasure to have you on this podcast here today. And, you know, for sharing your story, because it is a courageous thing. And yeah, thank you so much for taking your time today.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. Sending lots of love. Bye-bye.